All right, we're back, and so is Peabody football coach Mark Betancourt. Coach, welcome back. Nice win on the weekend.
Thanks. A win that our program really needed.
Well, it's high school, and the carryover from one season to the next. I'm not sure you ever really know, Coach. You've been coaching a long time, football and baseball in particular, and is there always a reliability factor when you've got, for example, junior baseball players? And I don't know what got me off on this, but you know what you had coming back this year, and is it always a guarantee that the kids are going to make that step over the off season, to get a little bit better the way you would expect them to?
Well, the only thing that's certain in high school sports is everything is uncertain. You have certain kids that you expect to mature and get better and establish leadership. And sometimes that happens, and other times it doesn't. Coming into this particular football season, I mean, we knew we graduated all five interior linemen, and so we knew that we were going to suffer some growing pains coming into this season, having five offensive linemen playing in the first varsity game. We were going to make some mistakes. So going into the Wellesley game, we were excited and enthusiastic about that because of the way the kids had practiced and the way we had played in our scrimmages. But in the back of my mind, I knew, once you get into the lights and, it's a game atmosphere, everything changes. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't matter what sport it is. Any sport you play, when you put a kid out on the field, on the court, on the ice for his first game, there's going to be some butterflies, some jitters. And we definitely saw that in our first game against Wellesley. Coming out this past Friday night, being at home, a little bit more comfortable, no hour and 45-minute bus ride down to Wellesley. I was hoping that second time out, the kids would play a little bit more confidence and, seeing themselves on film and the mistakes that they made and the work we put in during the week. I was pleasantly surprised by the way they opened up some holes for our running backs on Friday night.
Coach, no one wants to use the travel time as an excuse, but an hour and 45 minutes down to Wellesley Friday afternoon, you're stuck in traffic. 128, it's a horror show. It does probably have an impact on the kids and the focus that they have, because they leave school, they're pumped, and then there's that draggy ride, and then you got to get back out, and you got to get back into that focus again, and that lack of focus right at the beginning of the game can hurt you the most, can it?
Absolutely. I mean, and that goes for, any player. I would never use it as an excuse for the reason why we lost. But, I mean, for those kids to play in the first varsity game and, sit on that bus for as long as we did, and like you said, try to get them juiced up again, and now they go out there and something goes wrong, there's a sense of a panic mode that they go into, and that's natural. I mean, we kind of expect that as coaches, and we tried to. I mean, we didn't get destroyed. I mean, 20-8 isn't a disgrace of a game, but what we do, the way we had trouble moving the ball was something that's kind of new to us. We're an offense that can move the ball on the ground, and when that kind of didn't happen, you could sense a little bit of panic in the young linemen, and I think that experience did pay dividends this past Friday night, and will continue to pay dividends as these kids get more experience.
Certainly playing out of conference and you chose two big schools to play. Certainly, I think Somerville not in the same class as Wellesley in the quality of the talent on the team. But certainly it's a challenge to your kids to go up and test themselves in that first game and then to see where, like you said, where they needed to work, what they needed to improve on, and then come back against Somerville and put that on display as you get ready to go into league play.
And that's what we're trying to build on. What did make me feel better was that Wellesley put a pounding on Framingham, was a pretty good football program. So it's not like that first loss was to a dud. I mean, they've come out of the gate pretty strong. And what people didn't know about Wellesley, they started out 0-4, and they finished winning five of their last six games. They aren't a bad team, or we didn't know much about them with a lot of respect to the Bay State League. It's looking like, maybe Wellesley isn't that bad of a team that we dropped a game to. And we're right back into the fire again you know, drawing from the experience of Wellesley, you know, the bad times, and drawing from the experience of Somerville, some positive things, you know, running into a Beverly team who was just dismantled a couple of teams here early, in the early going. You know, we're right back into the, we're out of the frying pan into the fire, going against a real tough, tough Beverly team.
Coach, third year coaching football, I believe, as head coach, and have you got the culture you want there now? What are you most pleased with your team this early on?
Well, the work ethic. The work ethic that the kids are putting in decided to become a standard. You know, when I first started, there were kids missing practice all the time, kids coming late to practice, kids not coming to practice prepared. You know, in my first year, we had to explain things 3 or 4 or 5 different times before things started to make sense. Now we're at the point where we're able to explain something once, and the majority of the kids, at least at the varsity level, are catching on. So you feel like you're making a lot more progress now. We have their attention. They've bought into the program. There is a sense of, like, urgency when we're talking about something. It's not blown off. It's addressed right then and there, and the kids are handling criticism the right way. They're not hanging their heads. They're looking in our eyes when we're coaching to them. And you feel like when you're talking that they're actually really listening. And, you know, again, the quicker we can get these young linemen into a mode where they feel confident, the faster we're going to get back on track to where we want to be.
Well, I want to ask you about Beverly in a minute and the game coming up this week. We're going to be broadcasting that game. But first, in high school, Coach, you know, you've done it for so long now. How do you balance within a practice, within a team, how do you balance competition among the kids and cooperation among the kids?
Well, I think that comes from the individual athletes. And you have some kids that you know they're the second string defensive tackle or the second string tight end. And, you know, a lot of those kids are friends.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a fine line between being competitive and being a good teammate.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we challenge them in practice, similar to what we do in baseball. The way we practice our JV team with our varsity team in baseball, we do similar things in football. Like today, you know, we had our number one defense going against our number one offense, and we rotate the twos in to the practice so that the varsity coaches are getting a look at them, and they know that's their time.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to make an impact, it's got to come in practice. Because, you know, the ones are going to get the opportunity on Friday nights. The twos have to earn their way there.
Mm-hmm.
And the more competitive you can make practice, the harder you're going to see kids work and strive to take that job away from the number one. But when we're away from that, we're doing our individual work, you know, we're on the same team. We're trying to make each other better. And that when you can balance the competitiveness of wanting to beat each other out with the balance of being, you know, teammates and working together to serve a common goal, you kind of found what you're looking for. I've seen that get better and better and better over the 3 years that I've been doing football now, that there's definitely a competitive edge, but it doesn't cross over that line where they're not good teammates to each other.
Well, that's obviously a credit to the coaching staff, because that's not easy to do at any age, never mind with high school kids. Mark, what about Beverly? And first of all, where is the game? Because I see it in both places. Where's your game Friday night?
It'll be at Peabody High School.
It is at Peabody.
Friday night.
All right, the paper's got it wrong then. That's what I thought. All right, so what do you see in this Beverly team? You know, as you said, they've had two pretty big wins.
Well, anytime you look at a team, you look at what you have back for experience. I think in football, experience is probably the most important thing that a team can have. Because you don't have nerves, they've done it before, they've run the system in the past. When you know, whenever you have a new coach, you know, Somerville had a new coach, Lynn English has a new coach, Swanson has a new coach, there's got to be a little bit, like when I took over 3 years ago, there's got to be a grace period where a coach has to get a system in. Beverly, I think, is one of the best coaching staffs in the North Shore. Those guys have been around forever with Roger Day running their offense, Coach Bauer running their defense. Those guys have been around the block. You're not going to trick them. You're not going to fool them. They're going to come in very well prepared. So, you know, as a young coaching staff, as me and my staff are, you know, we have to understand that, you know, we're up against some very good coaching. We have to make sure everything we do makes sense. so that we can make the proper adjustments to battle whatever these guys are doing. Whenever you have a team that has three running backs returning in a system like wing T that they run, you know you're talking about three guys that know where to be. The timing of that offense is going to be very crisp. We have to really focus on doing the best we can to stop them from doing what they want to do. And that's no easy task when you're talking about a team that's returning three running backs.
Yeah,
definitely had three running backs. I'm pretty sure. I think they had a pretty.
Yeah, we're going to call you back on the other line, Coach.
Yeah, they, you know, you got Madden plowing up the middle from the fullback position. You got Miller, you know, who can get outside. You got a Beatty who can slide outside, and he's catching balls in the flat. That was a big part of their game against Lynn Classical, and I know they did it against Gloucester the other night. And it's just, you know, in the two games, they've just gotten on both teams real early and started to put the pressure on them and made them play from behind. And, you know, Gloucester was an experienced team. They had a big win against Classical the week before, but they just didn't respond. And Classical is kind of transitioning. They've got some good athletes. But, boy, I mean, Beverly was just so more polished and just so much more confident in the way that they played. And you know, the defensive pressure that they brought was just incredible. They've given them 6 points in two games to two good teams.
And that, you know, if you look at the numbers, you know, what they're doing is dominating teams. And that, you know, as a team coming up to play them, you have to understand that. So, you know, we have to control what we can control. We get the ball on offense. You know, we want to do what we do. We want to try to control the clock. The best defense sometimes is a good offense. The more our offense is on the field, their offense isn't. And that's kind of, you know, when you're game planning, you know, you try to figure out the best way to keep their offense off the field. And for us, we're going to try to do what we normally do. We're going to try to, you know, move the ball on the ground, keep the clock running, and shorten the game. Because as you saw against Gloucester, they're very explosive.
I saw
an 80-yard run, a 60-yard run, a 40-yard completion. They make some big plays, and they can score quickly. Same thing, you know, the week after that, we got Marblehead. Same thing over there. They're very explosive. Last year's team was very explosive and could score very, very quickly. For us, we're going to slow the game down, shorten the game, try to control the clock as best we can when we have the ball, and defensively, you know, try to make them do, stop what they want to do, make them do what they don't want to do.